The following is a production of Des Moines Sears.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Gifted and Talented Education Rejects podcast. I'm David Sears with my very talented friend and co-host, Liz Des Moines. Gifted and Talented Education Rejects is a podcast for the brilliant misfits, burned out brainiacs, and neuro-spicy overachievers who never quite fit the mold or did until they decided the mold was pointless. We qualified, but we weren't in the program. Now we're taking the mic.
And just in case this is our holiday episode for 2025. Who am I kidding? Yeah, this is the holiday episode. Welcome to the podcast about midlife for the grown-up former gifted kids who now realize the jelly shooting water gun in the land of misfit toys was only there because some moron didn't fill it with water. There was never anything wrong with it. A human totally fucked that up.
And if you've got your own gifted kid starter pack, the weird thing you always carry now, drop it in our comments or DMs. We might read a few on the next episode. Liz, welcome to the podcast. How are we doing today, this Sunday before Christmas?
It doesn't feel like Christmas.
Does not. I feel you.
No, it does not.
These past two Christmases have been really rough. Last year, literally, my father-in-law died on December 15th. The funeral was the 19th. And it's just the malaise of everything after that, because he was in hospice care. And you go from caring for someone 24/7 and you're just empty. You're empty because you miss them. You're empty because you got to see someone you love slowly turn into the shell of a person because of the horrible disease of ALS. So we were all just not in the Christmas spirit. And this year, Lila's basically had a migraine since the start of December, just a little past her birthday. She's had a migraine cluster and just can't seem to escape it. We were in the ER last night, and she's got a high tolerance. My wife's tougher than a $2 steak. But she has her limits, and she got to the point where it's like, we need to go to the ER. And they gave her a big drug cocktail that, after we got her some Chick-fil-A, was finally able to let her sleep with some rest till her asshole orange cat woke us up at 3. But she's just been resting all day, and it's hard to be jolly when someone you love's hurting so much and has been basically bedridden for the past month, essentially.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, but we are going to talk Christmas here. We do nostalgia a lot on this show, as we're both elder millennials or zennials, whatever you want to brand us.
Zennials, because we're not Gen X, but we're not like the younger millennials. They are a completely different breed from us.
They are. They're very different.
Yeah.
So we
can't relate.
We're zennials, and we were thinking a movie that's become very popular in our lifetime, especially around our teens, was A Christmas Story. And if you haven't seen A Christmas Story, it's all about Ralphie wanting a Red Ryder BB shotgun. Red Ryder BB gun, not a BB shotgun. Red Ryder BB
gun. Called as a shotgun design, but yeah.
Yes. And
a rifle.
That got us thinking, what's the Christmas gift you desperately wanted that completely went wrong? You'll shoot your eye out moment. Me, I always wanted video game systems, and basically for three straight systems, I want to say the Sega 32X and the Nintendo 64, we didn't have the right cables. So I got the systems.
Oh,
so I could put them in, but no picture would show up. You could hear the audio, but I had no picture. So Christmas morning, I can't play with my brand new video game system. We have to go to Toys R Us to get the converter cables the next morning. And those were frustrating, but I didn't shoot my out. It was just my parents, again, nowadays, if you get your kid a new video game system, you have to hide it from them because you have to do all the software updates and everything so they can plug and play immediately when they take it out of the box. You have to do all that. My parents didn't know that you had to have different type of adaptive cables depending on the television, because we had such old TVs. We didn't have the red, white, and yellow AV cables to slots to stick in. You had to get an adapter to plug into those to run into the coaxial cable in the back of your television. So we had very old school television to play everything on. But once we got that, it was fun playing it. It was a lot of fun. I absolutely love playing it, but those were rough. Those were some rough Christmas mornings of complete joy and extreme disappointment all within 12 minutes.
You know, I'd also like to point out it was probably also a total buzzkill that you had to go all the way up Orange Blossom Trail to get to Toys R Us from Kissimmee.
Because the Walmart didn't carry much stuff.
There was no fast way.
Yeah.
And there was the game store, but the game store was probably sold out. Mm. There was that game store that was there next to like Legs Dance Academy.
Yeah.
Over.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Because I would go there when Melinda would have dance. I'd go in the video game store and look at stuff. And I don't think my parents trusted those people. They thought they were shady. So we would always go to Toys R Us for our video game needs. Now, and then the Nintendo 64, I was in Birmingham, so it wasn't that bad a drive to the Toys R Us in Hoover from our house in Vestavia. But
it was a pain in the butt because back in those days, it was just like if you lived like off of Pleasant Hill in that area, just going up, it used to be Orange Blossom Trail, then they changed it to John Young. But just going up Orange Blossom Trail, the straight way, that was like the only way to get to Toys R Us across some Florida Mall.
The Florida Mall was awesome. Now, we went there multiple days. Now, I have some fond memories of Florida Mall around Christmas time. The Barney's coffee house.
The two-story one, yeah.
Yep. And we would take a break and go up to the second floor and sit there and sip our they don't call it the granitas, whatever their frozen coffee was. It wasn't a frappuccino, but it was like that. I love sipping on those. And we'd watch people watch and you'd see the Brazilians come in and the various foreign tourists would come to the mall with their little flag to organize everybody there. So that was some fun memories for Christmas time watching that. All right. So what was your Christmas story, Red Ryder BB gun?
No one got hurt. I'd like to point this out. No one got hurt. But it was a big waste of money. I begged for this basket of flowers, Play-Doh type toy, except it wasn't Play-Doh brand. It was like some off brand that was like flower scented Play-Doh wannabe stuff. And you'd push it through and he'd make these little rosettes like a basket of flowers. And I'm going to have to look it up and post it on Instagram because I know someone else had to have this thing. My mom adamantly said no, because Play-Doh with me lasted maybe a day before I turned it either into puke colored or some messed up shade of brown.
Did you just like start combining all the colors together?
Yes, I did. It's like I would make a snake or balls, or not like balls, but like, you know, shape.
Not like testes, but like my balls.
Not like nuts balls, but yeah, like the round sphere. For like maybe 15 minutes, and then the next thing you know, I'm over here mixing colors and seeing what I can come up with. And so it's like my Play-Dohs were all like various shades of like army green and shit like that. And so this thing was no exception. Before the day was out, all the pretty little baskets were it was excreting these khaki and bile and straight up shit colored rosettes. And of course I was upset because it looked nothing like the pictures or the commercials, and I never touched it again afterwards. And so in modern terminology today, I learned sometimes you don't want the thing, you just want the idea of the thing. And it turns out my mom was right, but I still wanted it anyway. So help me out. Did you have that Play-Doh flower basket too? Were your results similar? Tell us, or tell us you'll shoot your eye out gift that ended up you getting it and then instantly regretting it at Gator Official on Instagram. We'll pick one and we'll shout it out next week.
And that's GATER Official on Instagram and Threads. Wrapping up from last week, previously on Gifted and Talented Education Rejects. Well, I guess it'd be 2 weeks ago. I guess it would be 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh.
Wrapping up from 2 weeks ago, previously on Gifted and Talented Education Rejects.
Was it? I guess it was. We covered a lot. Holiday chaos, sick kids, tech betrayal, and why updating a laptop can apparently require a death certificate.
We asked the important questions like what actually makes someone a real friend, if they'll take you to the airport, or if you can talk about sex, poop, and trauma without flinching with them.
Then we ranked holiday foods, top tier being I will fight someone for this, mid tier I will eat this to be polite, and bottom tier this tastes like homework. I'm still sorry about your stuffing, Grandma. Please don't punish me with lotto numbers always being one off from the ones that come in.
We also got into divorce kid holiday logistics, and we talked about the people tolerance meter, that moment when your brain just says, I'm done with all humans.
Now we wrapped it up with our most embarrassing teen moments, including parent-teacher night crush trauma, mud, spray paint, and choices that still haunt us.
Your turn. Drop your favorite moment on us at Gator Official. That's G-A-T-E-R Official on Instagram, Threads, and I think we're on X now, too. So there we go.
Yes, we are. So, I believe it is Gator Official on X. I got 50 browser tabs open and don't remember.
It's all good.
But we'll figure it out.
It's a brand new account. We're getting brand new with that. Yes. So we literally just launched it this past week. So where we go. Now we're going to get some serious stuff out of the way early about eating healthy during the holidays. It's really difficult. We really want you to get real talk with us and tell us the truth. And no, we're not preaching on shaming anyone. That's not what we do here. Do you have a plan and stick to it, or does chaos reign? Now me, I kind of go into it with plate size. I limit myself to how many plates. Like today at church, we had a potluck after the Christmas cantata. I limited myself to one plate. Now, if there were desserts on that plate, that was cool, but I get one plate. So if I don't put any desserts, I don't get any desserts. And they had the barbecued meatballs, chicken and dumplings, some good pork and some good beef. So I was loading up on the meats, got some mac and cheese, some deviled eggs, this weird looking pastry with jalapenos, bacon, and cream cheese in it, and some mac and cheese. So I loaded up on that and some dressing. That was my one plate. I was done after that. I've started game planning so I don't go nuts, because normally I would go two or three plates deep, and which explains why I was almost 400 pounds. But that's my new approach to it. Thanksgiving, I did the same thing. I did a one plate approach. I plan on doing that again this Christmas, which is, it's funny because my mother-in-law is used to me eating so much. So she had way more food than she left over than she normally does. So we ate leftovers for a couple of days, but it was good because I was able to take that for breakfast and for lunch and for dinner. So I didn't get burned out on the turkey. I finished the turkey, and hopefully I won't get burned out on ham come Thursday.
Well, you know, if you need ideas of what to do with ham, that is something that I'm pretty good with.
I like mixing it with chunking it up, mixing it with the mac and cheese.
Yes, the mac and cheese is good. Here's one of the things that I've found, and this is just in general, not even holidays. If I focus on protein, then, you know, just having the protein macro first, I'm less likely to fill up on other stuff. But otherwise, I will have the best intentions in the holidays. This year, however, I haven't bothered. And that resulted last week in having a sugar high and eventually come down. And after that, let's just say I am done. I sort of take it day by day. I'm actually considering giving away the flours, the sugars, and the Ghirardelli chocolate that I bought to make stuff.
Ooh.
Because the real problem here is I'm good at it. I make stuff, and I'm a stress eater. If I'm stressed, depressed, burnt out, overwhelmed, anxious, someone needs to lovingly and gently, so not my mother, grab the feed bag off of me and tell me to go do some self-care. And it's mental gymnastics. I know my husband can't do it, because in my current mental and emotional state, I'd get all but hurt, and I'd say, are you calling me fat?
Oh.
So probably he couldn't do it either, unless it was phrased more like, you seem tense. Why don't you go to Planet Fitness and sit in one of the massage chairs for a few minutes, or the mindfulness pod? And, Yeah. That's it. This is like one of those times where I really miss having a personal trainer, because if I dared to text him and say I wasn't in the mood, his ass would be calling me until I picked up and informing me that that was not a valid excuse.
That's awesome.
I mean, oh, I love Sean.
Oh, dude. I had some great physical trainers. When I worked out at Gold's Gym in Vestavia, I had a great personal trainer, Warren, and he really helped me. And then I had another one, and I don't remember his first name, but I remember his last name was Sears, which was so crazy that I had another.
Were you
Sears.
Guys related?
We were not, because he was adopted. He was from Korea. Really?
Okay.
He was from Korea. Oh. So Thomas Sears was his name. So it was really cool. He was very accountable. He had a deal with Under Armour. So I got some pretty cool Under Armour stuff, and he would take pictures of me working out my Under Armour stuff and send it to his sponsor, because he was a good trainer and had a deal with Under Armour. And this is like right when Under Armour starting to challenge Nike. So that was pretty cool. We were on the ground floor. It was really nice. It was really neat. So I enjoyed it. I think you've got to find a way. I've got to hit the gym at least 3 times this week. I think that'll help me. Only went once last week, but I think I'm shooting for 3 times a week. I will go 3 times a week. That'll help ease it down a little bit. So
I just did once last week too.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally miss Sean. I really do, because this guy, I could be like in the worst mood, like PMS, or like, let's say I had a bad date, or let's say that I was talking to someone and I liked them, but then our date fell through and I would just get bummed out. Sean was the one who got me to say, you know what, that didn't work out. I'm going to the gym and I'm just going to say, what's next?
There you go. You need someone.
He was awesome.
You need someone like
that. I do. So he's a total fucking Capricorn. Total Capricorn. I love him.
Do you have any like way to schedule a cheat meal or cheat items?
Yes. Yes, I do. I've got some sanctioned cheats already planned. Otherwise, we're focusing on protein first. So I am going to be making either a pumpkin pie or like a pumpkin cream cheese flan at Christmas. And on Christmas Eve, I'm doing some Hungarian chicken paprikash with galushka. There are sour cream dumplings. My grandmother spoke like 7 or 8 languages. There were Slavic languages, some Romani dialects, plus Latin, because in those days, mass was in Latin, but no English until she was just a little bit older than my son. So she was like 6 or 7. She never used the Hungarian word for dumpling. She always called them galushka. That's the Romanian word. But these dumplings that she makes, they're not quite like a traditional American dumpling. They're more like, they're not even really like a spatzel, because spatzel are small. These were bigger and plumper. And with this dough that I do, it's like sour cream, eggs, water. And then for the dry ingredients, what I've started doing is mixing flour and chicken bouillon granules for the salt.
Okay.
So, and then of course, some parsley, throw some parsley in for the flavor as well. And then you simmer them in the paprikash stock or the broth or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, I don't know what the Hungarian word is. There is one. I don't remember it. Or I know she never did. If she did use this, she didn't really say it that often. Galushka was just easier to remember. But I also might do the turos palencinta, which are like cheese blunches. And they're made of a farmer cheese or cottage cheese. But they're kind of labor intensive. And my husband doesn't like them, or he didn't the first time I made them. So probably not going to make them again. But they're like crepes, but filled with like a farmer's cheese that's been sweetened, almost like a cheesecake type filling.
That sounds amazing. And your husband's an idiot if he doesn't like those, because cheesecake is one of the greatest desserts. if not the greatest. Ice cream above cheesecake for me, but those two are the top two. What is your plan as you head into the holiday season, this big Christmas event? What are you going to do? Tell us about it on Instagram or Threads or Twitter or X, as now it is, at Gator Official, G-A-T-E-R Official. Now, let's talk about Christmas gifts for a minute, not in a braggy way, but in a what actually makes sense way. I tend to go big for Lila. I'll go big for her. Generally, I would do themes until she's like, I'd rather have practical gifts than themes. This year we're a little scaled back because our budget's a little tighter. I don't know if you know this, but we're on the brink of another recession or worse. So we've had to be smarter with our money. But I like to do something she needs or she'll use. She likes practical gifts. She likes home gifts. I think she may be listening, so I can't say what I got her. I go with things that she likes and what she needs and what she wants to do around the house. Like for her birthday, or for our anniversary, she really wanted this cat cam so she can watch on the cats during the day. She put it in front of the water bowl and the food bowls, so she'll watch the cats during the day at the office. I like to do all that stuff, with her because I know she tries to be more practical. I'm easy. I just like want Amazon cards so I can buy my supplements and my comic books and whatever I want from Amazon, my Funko Pops. So I'm pretty easy with that. My parents, we agree upon a amount to spend on our parents and my sister and the nieces and her and my brother-in-law. We're pretty low key with that. We don't really go above that. I generally take care of everybody and let her not have to worry about it, but we stay within a budget for everyone instead of going ham. Now, if I just had one niece, oh, she would be spoiled, but I have three nieces, so I can't just spoil one and not do the others. So that's,
and they're different ages. So you can't just get like one gift for all of them
too. Actually, I did that this year. It's cool. There's these little LCD pads. You can draw on them and they're multicolored and it's kind of like an Etch-a-Sketch. Oh,
we got one for AJ. My mom got one for AJ.
But it's an LCD pad. It's kind of like an Etch-a-Sketch. But I got a purple for Lydia, a pink one for Natalie, and a yellow for Evie. So they each have their own, but it's all the same gift. But they know my sister has color-coded my nieces. So purple goes to Lydia, pink goes to Natalie, and either yellow or turquoise goes to Evie. So I just got them all one of those pads, and they'll open them on Christmas Day, and hopefully they'll like them. Nice. How do you go?
Well, with my son, it is easier if we do like 12 days of Christmas or start giving him things a week before Christmas, because when we do everything all at once, he gets a favorite and he doesn't play with anything else. So this way, everything has a fair chance to shine. So it's like once a day he gets something new. And, you know, it went all the way to Epiphany last year. So I guess it's more than 12 days.
That's a long day of Christmas. That's awesome.
But yeah, so he just gets stuff about every day. And we have the one thing that's from Santa that appears on Christmas morning, and then he also goes to grandma's house and he gets stuff at grandma's house. But like over here, we've tried it before where we just have him unwrap the gifts and he'll only play with like the first thing that he opens up and everything else can just go to hell. So we're like, okay, this is interesting. So either we just give him one gift or we just, you know, do things one at a time, and doing it one at a time seems to be what works.
That's cool. So what about your husband? How baller do you go for him?
Oh, we're practical. And it's hard because if Jacob wants something, he buys it. And if I want something, typically I buy it too. So it's not uncommon for us to just like order stuff and say, oh, hey, this is from you. We've done it to each other. And I think he got a dash. He got a dash cam this year, and it's just like sitting under the tree.
Not even wrapped.
Anyway, not even wrapped. I'm on strike. I'm not wrapping shit this year. I've decided this year I'm not wrapping a damn thing because I'm burnt out wrapping gifts. So I went to Hobby Lobby yesterday and got gift bags, just like big ass gift bags. And I'm just going to drop all the shit in gift bags.
No, I'm a gift bag guy. Normally, if I'm going to wrap something, I'll get my dad to wrap for Lila's presents. Cause Lila got tired of gift bags. She wanted to unwrap stuff. So, I've got my dad to wrap Lila's presents for the past few years. If I have to give presents to somebody else, I'll get Lila to wrap it. I am the world's worst rapper. She says it's because I don't practice. I was like, yeah, but why do I need to practice when I have you? So,
and see, I'm good at it, but I'm sick of it. So this is me on strike.
We have six cats, so you have to get all the cats out of a room.
Yeah.
And we're too old to sit on the floor and rap anymore.
Yeah.
Like we've both tried doing that, and then like our legs go to sleep and we're stuck on the floor and our cats antagonize us and we have to worry we're gonna be eaten. So that's how we roll with it.
You can't do that.
No, we gotta sit we have to get the bed cleared off and then put the gifts on the bed and wrap on the bed. So
and see, we got the big table, but it's not at a good height for someone that's 5'10" to wrap. So it's not like I could stand up and wrap. I've got to like sit down and wrap, and that's not comfortable. So it's like, why? So I'm not wrapping anything. I just got big ass gift bags, and for our 12 days of Christmas thing for AJ, it's like, I'm just putting him in the bag and he's still excited. He's like, oh my gosh, there's something else. It's like, he's conditioned. He sees the bag. He knows there's something in it.
Do you use the same bag or do you do a different bag each day?
I've been doing the same bag, which I know I'm a so bad smart. Mom, but whatever. No, that's
so smart. If you don't, they don't care about what's the bag. They're not going to pay attention. They just want what's inside.
I care about it, but yeah. They don't. Well, I do, but I don't, but yeah. But anyway, so what I asked for this year, I asked for web hosting services for my websites as a big gift. And then like my dad always sends me cash or something. So I asked for cash to start our LLC and start trademarking my IP. And then my mom asked me what I wanted. And I said I wanted ISBN numbers for my upcoming books. And I wanted samples of my merch. And she was like, okay, but what do you want? And I'm like,
I just told you.
That is what I want. And she's like, but what do you want? I'm like, that's what I want. I want ISBN numbers for my books. And I want samples of merch that I'm designing for my projects. And she's like, but don't you want something? And I'm like, that's what I want. It's like, it doesn't get more personal than that. She's like, but there's nothing else. And I'm like, I don't need more shit. And I get called hard to buy for, but I'm not. You know, I've got entire Amazon lists of shit that I would definitely use. But as I've gotten older, it's like I'm of the mindset that I rather have stuff that's very specific, money that I could use on things that are on my list or on experiences. It's like surefire stuff that I love are always like unique local honey varieties or extra virgin olive oils for the same reason. Like if you're going, I don't know, California, Greece, Italy, someplace like that, bring me some olive oil, like from the actual place, not just like, you know, the ancient olive or whatever those tourist shops are. Although I do like some of the flavored ones, but anyway, I love Earl Grey tea variations for the comparison, the nuance, and because I'm curious. I like different tarot decks, but I'm picky. And it's because the authors use symbolic stuff, and I'm just selective about that kind of stuff. It should be chosen with care. I love crystals because they're energetic objects. And when you choose a crystal for someone, you always think about their good qualities or the dreams that you want to support, or what that person means to you. And I like candles for that same reason, for the ritual, the intention, the energy over the aesthetics, or the, oh, I smelled this and I thought of you, unless it's like a fart candle in that case. No, no.
Well, that would definitely make me think of you. So when I think of you, I think of farts.
But no, it's like, oh, I smelled this one. It smells like, you know, pedicure, like after the rain. And, you know, that reminds me of when we did this together, or, you know, I smelled this and it reminds me of when we would go to, you know, Soarin' together at Epcot. It smells like one of the orange groves back when they had Soarin' over California. But I love candles at gifts because I use them a lot for rituals like my lunar burning or intention setting sessions. I've actually got one. It's the winter solstice today. I'm going to use it tonight for my 12 magical nights ritual that I start at the winter solstice and we carry through to Epiphany, where you have 12 wishes for the new year and you write them down and every night you burn one. And then the 12th night you open it up. That's when it's your duty to make come true for the new year. And my dream that I had for this year was actually to start podcasting.
Well, we just waited until November to start it.
It still happened though.
It still happened. No, I think we started Gator back in September. So, September. So there you go. We just waited. We waited until the last quarter.
But it still happened.
There you go.
So, you know, there's a pattern. I love things that are used, not stored, or things that you experience, things that are intentional or sensory. And I love getting the candles because gifted candles feel stronger because they carry the intent. It's woo-woo, but that's meaning for me.
Tell us your gifting style or send us the gift of joining our followers on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram and Threads at Gator Official. That's G-A-T-E-R Official. Follow us. Come on. We need your love. We need your support. We're desperate for attention. Please, please give it to us.
All right. Your Christmas cheer level check. Sometimes it's not that you hate Christmas. It's that someone else siphons the joy, or there's expectations, emotional labor, family dynamics, and it just drains the cheer right out of it. You're not broken. You're just tired. And trust me, I've come full circle. I used to love this time of year. I was a mix of Buddy the Elf and Clark Griswold, then even 5 years working retail in Bath & Body Works and over 10 working Christmas Day in resort spas couldn't flap. I love seeing the decorations at the theme parks back home, doing the holiday activities with my friends. And my apartment was still decorated when I lived alone. Every day after Thanksgiving, I started watching Christmas movies, like day in, day out. I was plotting what I'd make or bake to send out. I gorged myself on the cheesy Lifetime and Hallmark movies. You know, the ones with the city women who go back to their hometown and they meet some broke hot guy in flannel running a dog rescue for dogs that need the little doggy wheelchairs that her greedy boss, who she's also dating, wants her to evict. But then they fall in love and she ends up running the rescue too.
That is pretty much every Hallmark movie there.
Yeah.
You know,
can't get enough. Can't get enough.
They're cheesy, but they're predictable, but they're comfort food, you know?
It's dopamine. It is totally dopamine. They are just, it's predictable. It's comforting. You know that shit's going to work out in the end, and you don't always feel that way.
You don't get that in real life, unfortunately. It doesn't always work out in the end.
And that's why those are important.
And I love seeing Jennifer Love Hewitt, Lacey Chabert, and Candace Cameron. I love seeing all them because I had crushes on them growing up. So I like seeing them still acting. You're like, damn, they're still looking good.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Didn't Mario Lopez do those now? Like a bunch, like Dean Cain and a bunch of people like them.
Mario Lopez did one where he was Colonel Sanders. It is the most insane thing I think I've ever seen.
I want to watch that. Like a Hallmark movie as Colonel Sanders.
Yes, he did. It was like a Hallmark or a Lifetime movie of him playing Colonel Harlan Sanders, and it was about chicken.
Did he fall in love? Did he fuck a chicken? Is this a Monster Effers?
No. Nope. Did not. He's too tall, though. Grandma met Harlan Sanders. He was shorter than her. But anyway, this was the time of year that I would always charge up my battery doing stuff that was pure joy and dopamine. And it kind of carried me through for the rest of the year. And I feel terrible because Christmas was fun and magical. And now I have a husband and child. It should be even more magical and wondrous. But instead, I just feel depleted. And I kind of wish I still had my shitty Charlie Brown Christmas tree so I could just call it a day. And I feel guilty because I haven't had the focus to sit down and do cards for a couple of years. It's like this year I've baked one batch of cookies and they did not even leave the house. I've made one batch of Christmas crack. Guess who's eating it?
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can't complain about gaining 10 pounds in a month because, although for the scientists out there, yes, it is possible. It is entirely possible for me to do that. But I can't complain about it because over 60% of the batch that I killed of cookies were like the Martha Stewart cookie thins. I was never like this. It's like slowly my batteries have drained. And I used to want to go out and see the light displays and appreciate the decorations. And I've stopped asking anyone to go do that with me. I don't even want to go do it, which that's a big deal for me. It's kind of a big deal that it is now December 21st, and I have not once played the Carpenters' Christmas album.
Wow.
I have not once played the Lady Antebellum, Lady A, whatever the hell they're calling themselves. I have not played their Christmas albums. I have only played Train, Christmas, and Tahoe one time. I have only played Do They Know It's Christmas by Live Aid one time. I have only played Last Christmas by Wham one time. I usually go apeshit on these songs. Oh, and the Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers Christmas album. I usually go ham with that too. I mean, that is playing multiple times during the day. None of it.
I feel you though, because it's hard to get in the Christmas spirit when the world's the way it is, when you're dealing with so much stress outside of the normal stuff, because you're trying to have the perfect world of Christmas, the perfect Christmas for everybody else, for yourself. You're trying to make it where everyone else has the great Christmas, but that's a lot of pressure on you. I mean, it's a cartoon, but when Lois Griffin's trying to make the best Christmas ever for Stewie, when all Peter wants to do is watch Kiff Save Santa, and he's completely oblivious to everything Lois is doing, trying to keep everyone cheerful and happy, and she eventually snaps because they're out of paper towels. That's the thing that sends her over the edge. And you don't know what it's going to be, because one little thing will send you over the edge. And you don't know what it's going to be. Something as simple as not having paper towels, you can just cause you to break down and start crying, you know, or just go on a psychotic rage. So I totally get that. And I understand that. And I feel you, because right now I'm just now playing Christmas music. I've been listening to Christmas music today on Spotify, listened to Claymation Christmas. I still haven't watched that. That's one of my favorite Christmas things of all time. One of the greatest Christmas specials. I remember watching that and Garfield back to back. Garfield Christmas and Claymation Christmas on CBS. I think the anniversary of that airing was actually today, December 21st, 1987 or 88. So I love watching that. I haven't watched Muppet Christmas Carol. I haven't watched Die Hard. Haven't watched Batman Returns. Haven't watched any Christmas movies. Haven't watched any Christmas
movies. I have not even watched Christmas Vacation once.
I haven't watched it either. And I just think it's harder, especially you're facing the economic uncertainty. You're facing stress about where am I going to get the money for the gifts? You're facing stress about life. I would trade all my Christmas joy if it would make Lila feel better right now. If I could get her over this migraine hump, if we could figure out what's going on with that. But like I said, last Christmas, we were dealing with the fallout from my father-in-law's death. This Christmas, it's Lila's health is just really bad, and we can't get her to shake the migraine. So she's been holed up in bed, and it's just, you feel useless and you just don't have any cheer in you. So totally understand that. And I think there's something else about when we were younger, the magic of Christmas seemed like it took forever to get here. Now as we're adults, it's like, shit, it's December 21st. I don't have everything done, you know? So I just think the magic and the innocence of Christmas, that naivete, you have no idea what all goes into Christmas at that time. Cause I remember my parents would give me a certain amount of money, like go buy gifts for everyone. And your parents would help you budget. And if you ran a little short, they'd give you a little extra, but it's just completely different. It seems it sucks more. It's more corporate. It's not special, because it seemed that Christmas didn't actually start till after Thanksgiving when we were kids. Now it starts in September.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like, get back after the skeletons and the big turkey fat man, you know, just wait your turn.
I think that's part of the problem is if you start something sooner, it's not as special.
Yeah.
I mean, Disney converts from Halloween to Christmas on November 1st. They finish Mickey's Not So Scary Christmas, Not So Spooky Halloween Party. And then as soon as the last guest is out, they switch over to a Christmas front. I mean, it's just, it's hard. It's, and I get that, because some people want that Christmas joy. Like one of my favorite pro wrestlers, you know, Mick Foley, he has a permanent Christmas room in his house. It's Christmas 365. And he goes in there to cheer himself up. And, one of the equipment managers at Bama, Kevin, huge Christmas guy, but even he's having trouble finding the Christmas spirit this year. It's just like, there's so much shit we're dealing with. It's just hard to find the joy of Christmas. It's hard to find joy. It seems like something's been slowly sucking our joy. I don't know if we need to capture whatever's been released. If someone was released in 2020.
I need to know if someone released something from the pyramids. Did we open a tomb? You know, what the hell happened? Did we knock over a ziggurat or something like that over?
Are Dementors real, and have they left Azkaban?
Yeah. But it's like, I don't even know. And it's like, I feel bad, because I know that my kids' experience of Christmas is different from mine. But I also have to remind myself that my mom had my grandparents there co-parenting every step of the way. And
your grandma was awesome. She went all out for Christmas.
She did. And, you know, my grandparents lived with me. My grandparents basically were like my mom and dad. And my mom was kind of like my big sister when it came down to it. And mom had that support system. And I haven't. And it's like, yes, she's out here, but mom has her own life. And not just that, it's difficult having a neurodivergent child that is in ABA therapy and has special needs. Not everyone is cut out for it. I have patience with him, and I understand it, because I want him to associate me with safety. I want him to not have to deal with a lot of the things I had to deal with. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know.
It's rough, but
yeah,
we're here for people to vent. If you need to leave us a message, if you need to vent to let us know why Christmas is hard for you, if you just need to get it off your chest, if you just need to send us a note, you don't need just say, don't read this, I just needed to send this. We totally understand, because some people don't want to share. They want to share, but they don't want it to share. You know what I'm saying? So hit us up in our DMs on Gator Official at GATER Official on Instagram, Threads, Facebook, and on X. You can hit us up there. We'll gladly let you vent to us if that's all you can do. But let's try to close on a little happier note of some Christmas traditions. Does your family bake or make anything special at Christmas? My mom does sausage balls that I absolutely love. The old Bisquick recipe.
Oh, I love those. Those are so good.
I've got some in the freezer to thaw and cook on Christmas morning. We generally do cinnamon rolls. Lala does they're very labor intensive. It takes 48 hours to complete. And she'll do those. And then my mom does what are called snowflake cookies. They're basically like brownies with powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar. Yeah.
And they are so good. And I could eat my weight in snowflake cookies, but those are what we generally do around the Christmas time. We don't really do the sugar cookies that frost and all that, but or gingerbread cookies, but those are the things we make. What do you make?
Well, we have the tradition of Kentucky bourbon balls, and we have these chocolate dipped peanut butter buttercream balls. They're not Reese cups like my mom calls them, and they're definitely not Buckeyes. Fuck Do not call Ohio them State. Buckeyes.
Fuck you, Ohio State.
Do not call them Buckeyes. They are not Buckeyes. They're made just like the bourbon balls are. They're like a buttercream frosting type base, and then you add powdered sugar until it's like a dough mixture, and then you chill, roll, and dip. And Ron, asshole, when he was a teenager, he used to come over and help us every year, and he and grandma would get drunk rolling the bourbon balls. And I haven't made them in a few years. I don't think I've made them since AJ was born. I maybe made them like the first year because it was easier when he was a baby and he would like sleep for like hours on end. But I haven't made them since. Two of my stepsisters make this really awesome toffee, and usually I'll crush it up and bake it into chocolate chip cookies to make it last longer when they send me some. Yeah, my mom is always just like, don't tell people you do that. It's offensive to them. And I'm like, no, it's not. I want to enjoy it longer. This is a way of stretching the recipe so I can enjoy it longer.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. But I've been doing Christmas cracks. So it's like pretzel toffee with chocolate over it. And I'll save like the salty toffee dust from the batches and the leftover chocolate from dipping candies, and I'll add it into chocolate chip cookie dough. And then whenever I mail out the crack, I mail out trash cookies too. And then sometimes I'll do like the snickerdoodles and ginger snaps because those are my favorites.
I love a good ginger snap. I love ginger is one of my favorite flavors as I'm drinking my ginger ale right now. But like, same. I love ginger. I love fresh ginger snap cookies that like they've actually grated ginger. And like it burns when you take a bite, like it's sweet and gingery. Next time you
see
come,
what I do.
Next time
I
you come to Alabama,
use my ginger.
Next time you come
I
to Alabama,
the sugar with ginger.
I've got to take you and get you some Buffalo Rock ginger ale because that is pure ginger. Like if you're ever congested in the throat or have a sore throat, you drink that, it'll clear right up. That is amazing stuff.
Nice.
It is good. It's called Buffalo Rock Ginger Ale. It is so good. I love it. I can only drink it in small doses because I can only do one can at a time because it is such an intense ginger. But we want to feature you in our next episode. Tell us your reject story. DM us on Instagram at Gator Official. That is GATER Gator with an E Official, or tag us on Threads or Instagram, Facebook, or X so we can share it next week. And we got to get out of here. So go follow our official account on Instagram and Threads. You can follow the link from our official Instagram account to previous episodes, updates, and links to show your support for myself and my co-host as a sponsor of the Gifted and Talented Education Rejects. I think you actually put up some cool merchandise opportunities for Gator up there on our links, haven't you, Liz?
Not yet. I am waiting for all of my proofs to come back and all of my samples. I've got a water bottle in so far, and it looks pretty good.
It did look good. You sent me that the other day.
Yep. I've got a couple of the coffee mugs coming in. I've got stickers coming in, and I've got t-shirt samples coming in too. So we're going to start with those and then maybe take it from there and see what else we got.
All right, Liz, how can we find you on social media?
I am at Liz DeMoisey Books. That is Liz DeMoisey, DeMoisey Books on Instagram and Threads. I forget my ex. It might just be Liz DeMoisey. You know what? Just look up Liz DeMoisey. I should be the only one that comes up.
I'm at David Sears 75 on X, at David Sears 1982 on Instagram. I'm on TikTok, but I never use it. I just get videos from Liz and my wife that send them to me. And my cousin Lauren, that's all I watch. I do follow Chit, so that makes me very happy. He is quite entertaining. Now that he's moved to Facebook, I don't even have to have TikTok to watch Chit anymore. So Liz, it has been a pleasure. Can't wait to talk to you again. I don't know if it'll be 1 week or 2 weeks from now. We'll figure it out. But I can't wait to figure out what we're going to talk about next. Probably New Year's resolutions, my guess.
Probably, yes. That would probably be the
starting New Year's diets and exercise and fitness routines and all of that jazz. So,
you know, here's my life hack for New Year's. Make it something stupid easy so you feel like you've got a sense of accomplishment. Like mine, make the bed every day.
I'm reading a new book called Atomic Habits. My friend Gabe gave it to me. I'm rereading it because it's been a while since I read it. But I'm enjoying it so far, and it's helping to make yourself a better person. So for my co-host, Liz DeMoisey, I'm David Sears. This has been Gifted and Talented Education Rejects on DeMoisey Sears Media. And remember, everyone, have a nice day.
The proceeding has been a production of DeMoisey Sears Media.